Welcome back to the podcast that rocks, weekly podcast that talks about news in the world of rock, metal, alternative, and everything in between. My name is Luke.
My name is Rowan.
And my name is Jay.
Some of you might be thinking, hey, wait a second, that's not Alex. You are correct. That is Alex. Here's the thing. Alex had a planned week of absence. She is actually getting a procedure done where she's getting the opposite of the cure from the X-Men movie. She's getting the gift, which is an X-Men planted mutant power. Next week, she will tell us what her mutant power is.
Now I want to know what her mutant power is.
I know, we have to wait, but you know what? It'll be worth it. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Jay here is someone I've known for years. He's worked the festival circuit for a while. On the back end, he's done a lot of stuff. He has his own podcast as well. Jay, anything you'd like to say or introduce yourself to the lovely people in the chat? Most of them are lovely. Some of them are weird.
I don't know. Hey, I'm Jay.
There you go.
No. Right. Yeah. Haven't actually done podcasting in a bit. So a little bit of getting back into it. Mm-hmm. I've been in the music industry in some form or another for the last, probably 15, 16 years now. And I don't hate it yet. So that's a good sign.
Exactly. It hasn't dragged you under. Rowan is still somewhat young in it with working with what he does. So we're going to keep him afloat as much as possible, too. Thank you. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If we get to, 53 likes, we'll do at least one round of Festival Rock or Flop. If we also get any super chats that are $10 or more, we already got one, we will do a gifted, special random festival just for you in a game called Festival Rock or Flop, where we book a random festival. Last week was weird, but good. It worked out. Hopefully we get that this time. I think that's all the business we have to do. Is that it?
I think so. Yeah,
I think so too. Thank you guys. Someone just said, Jay, what subgenre do you listen to? Hey Jay, what music do you listen to right now on the spot? Right?
New age jazz.
We'll judge you.
Perfect. New age jazz. Perfect. Awesome.
Kenny G.
Yes.
Just
you have candles lit around you. Just work as soon as you said it.
Right, that and just putting the sax part for Careless Whisper on repeat.
Oh, just the sax part. Yes, the 8-hour.
Just the sax part.
The 8-hour loop, yeah.
Right.
Perfect. So, I think we got out of the way. Are we ready to dive into what Linkin Park's doing right now? I don't know if I am or not. That's the best way to say it. I know we're going to have some people here. Let's cut right to it. Linkin Park's From Zero Tour, not doing great. Is that a nice way, a polite way to say it? What's going on right now? Over the past 2 weeks or so, I'll say 2 weeks, there's been two pieces of Linkin Park news. One, we got the new song Up From the Bottom, which Joe Hahn said is the best Linkin Park song they've ever done. Maybe he was being sarcastic or cheeky. Maybe he really meant it, but that's a high statement. Did either of you hear it?
I did.
Okay.
And actually, not even just like we heard it, but like, so I mentioned this on the podcast, but like some of my best friends are huge Linkin Park fans. They are ride or die.
Right.
But the day before, or the night before, we were on a call and one of my friends, Will, he goes by Shock. Mm-hmm. He was using like the little teaser they did on Instagram to try and like predict the guitar riff. And he actually got like really close.
That is a diehard.
Yeah, no, and not even like that. That's not even the end of it. Then like same day as a song comes out, my other friend Paul, he does like a drum cover of the song that night and posted it onto his Instagram and YouTube.
Okay, then.
Yeah, they just love it. It's a good song. Don't get me wrong, they love it though.
Jay,
I actually fairly enjoyed it. I mean, it. Linkin Park's this really weird thing for me because when I was growing up is right when Hybrid Theory came out. So I was in senior year or just gotten out of high school, something along those lines. Mm-hmm. So it was a big album for me at the time. Meteor, I enjoyed quite a bit. And like 18-year-old me thinks everything basically past Meteor is terrible. That being said, everything from like 30-year-old plus me, I actually liked the newer stuff they'd come out with before Chester had passed. Okay. And this new album, it's kind of nice because at least it's a little bit different. I get really weird about bands not wanting to change. So I still don't know how I feel about it, but I don't feel terrible about it.
Okay. Understandable response for that too, because this is a unique situation. So they also announced the deluxe album from Zero that'll have Up From the Bottom, some other stuff. So Linkin Park is still working. That tour, that big fatty 2025 tour going all around the world, true world tour as well. South America, Australia, Europe, Asia, all over North America. This is like a true definition of what a world tour is. Not doing great. Right off the bat, in South America, two Brazil shows, Rio de Janeiro and Porto Alegre, they were scrapped completely because tickets haven't sold. And Brazil is media and entertainment starved. So the fact that those got scrapped completely is the bit, one of the bigger shocks to me. So we now, this is more, I know we have many international viewers and listeners and everything. Thank you for tuning in, by the way. Not trying to suck up, just saying thank you. The North America tour, that's the bread and butter. This is the home base, you know, especially the U.S. Here's the first thing that broke the news. They were going to play at Dodger Stadium, 50,000 plus. They didn't come close to selling that, and now they had to downgrade the venue. They had to refund all tickets, and they're going to have it in the Intuit Dome in L.A.
And
No
Queens of the Stone Age either.
Yeah. That's a bummer for the L.A. fans, which is... for lack of a better word, the home base show. I don't know if I want to call it that, but like, that's a good way to put it for the home base. Like for their head of operations, that was the big swing and a miss, pun intended, because of the baseball stuff. Get it? I'm funny.
Right.
But yes, Dodger, that would have been a big deal. If they would have sold out Dodger Stadium, that would have been massive. They sold so few though, that they have to go to Intuit Dome, refunded fans. And now the fans get the pleasant, got the pleasant role of going through Ticketmaster again to buy tickets through the queue.
Jay, they love it.
Yeah. Rowan has his deal with that. Jay, I'm sure you're experienced that too at some point in your life.
The last big queue that I got into was probably, it's been a couple of years actually, was for the Nine Inch Nails show that they had here in Ohio.
Gotcha.
The one right after the Hall of Fame induction, everything like that.
They're going on tour this year too.
Oh, they're so good live.
They are.
And actually, going back to Queens of the Stone Age, they've sounded better in the last couple of years of me seeing them live than they had at any point previously. I've seen them a lot over the years. It's, for whatever reason, they sound so much better. Well, actually, Josh seems happy, which is a weird thing to see Josh happy.
He's matured and cleaned up.
Didn't Josh, like, clean up? Yeah. Yes. Yeah, he cleaned up.
Yeah.
Right.
I think he knew he had to also. And
right.
Yeah.
What sucks is, LA is not going to get to hear that though.
No. Yeah.
That really blows. I think they're already working on, if they haven't already, they're working on a replacement for the opener, because that's a huge loss for a big show like that. That would have been fitting for Dodger Stadium too. Linkin Park, Queens of the Stone Age, Dodger Stadium. Not going to happen. So I got curious, and my curiosity led to something rough. And this is where we're going to play a little game. I went to their website and wanted to go on Ticketmaster, because all their website from the tour page has all the different ways you can get different tickets for festivals, concerts, whatever their appearance is for the 2025 World Tour. North America, Europe, everything. So festivals we're putting aside, totally different argument. And the Los Angeles show, totally different argument, putting that aside as well. The game is, how many United States concert dates have sold out so far? And this is recorded April 2nd, 2025. So
I'm going to guess we're not going to find a single one on there.
And Rowan, you're going with zero. He's pointing to zero with his hand. Everyone listening.
From zero.
Boy, excuse me. I forgot to cue something up again. Man, the one time I don't have it there. You know what? Fine. It's good enough. Whatever. Yeah. The answer, unfortunately, is 100% zero. That was shocking when I saw it, because now Linkin Park is selling discounted tickets at every single venue.
Well, here's something I was thinking about, though, with wanting to do arena shows and everything like that. Linkin Park's never had a lot of good luck when it comes to filling arenas in the first place, and that was with Chester, if we're being honest.
Really?
That, as time went on, yes, that is correct.
I mean, they, especially later on, it was almost surprising to see them headline the festivals when they were doing it. I mean, not that they weren't at the top of the bill or close to the top of the bill, but they lost a lot of draw over the years.
They did.
I think like I think that maybe because, like, don't get me wrong, like, their other music is great, but I feel like after the those first two big albums, like, maybe just, like, people kind of, like, you know, couldn't move past it or couldn't, like, hold it to the same regard, if that makes sense.
I think it lasted a little longer than the first two, but the argument is still the same. Once the 2010s hit, I feel like the Linkin Park love fest really started to diminish pretty rapidly.
Yeah, because, like, I still hear people talk about Hybrid Theory of Meteora and the songs off that one. Mm-hmm. But, like, anything, like, in the 2010s, like, I barely hear a single thing mentioned.
Yeah, and we know a lot of the new material is going to be covered at these live tours, and that's fine. They're going to cover the old stuff, too. This is not an argument of whether we think Emily Armstrong can handle doing it live or not. That's not. We had that debate months ago, blah, blah, blah. The research I did, though, I wanted to prove a point. Sleep Token's tour that sold out instantly. Barclays Center in New York, same venue as Linkin Park. Linkin Park did not come close to selling it out.
Yeah.
So not only, which that was like one of the bigger shocks. So you can't make the argument because Sleep Token is playing a few smaller arenas. They're not all equal size. They're playing some like minor league hockey arenas too. Barclays Center in New York is a big arena. And Sleep Token sold it out instantly. Linkin Park, there is a lot available, folks. A lot. And the discounts have already been applied. So it goes on to say that Linkin Park, the demand is not what we anticipated from last summer when we knew Linkin Park was finally going to return. And I did more research than I'm going to show on screen. Maybe that's just New York. How about Boston? The Garden. Two nights, by the way, in Boston. Because the demand that was expected to be so high, both shows in Boston have plenty of tickets for sale. So it's not coincidence. It's not just one-off cities. Every single venue that I clicked on had a lot to deal with. Last example, my hometown, St. Louis. Love my city. Love them. There's almost every single section is deep blue, meaning you can just pick wherever you want and get a seat as anywhere. Plenty of variety to choose from. So, and I'm zooming in right now. And there are some resales already, like the Ticketmaster approved resales, but most of these are direct from Ticketmaster, not purchased yet.
And, so not even the bot wants this. Nope.
Floor is not full for any of them, from what I understand. Like for every single venue. That's what's wild to me also. Like the floor is not filled out. For a lot of these venues, they have different setups as well, so you can't always put it on that. But man, oh man, this was not what I was expecting when I did the research. I would have expected at least one or two shows to be sold out by now. Nope.
Now, my opinion on all this, and you can feel free to disagree or agree with me here. Do you think like the hype of Linkin Park's return is like dwindled now, or like it's kind of like we're done with it? Because like it's been 9 months now, right?
I think it was the equivalent of Flash Paper, in all honesty. They're still going to always have a following, and they're still going to be able to pull at least a certain amount of people. Mm-hmm. But aside from the initial shock and like, oh, holy crap, Linkin Park's back, and so on and so forth, and then the landslide of people arguing against Emily and so on and so forth, it was none of it's surprising. It kind of went back to their level of popularity right like the last album they did before Chester passed, where everybody was just kind of dogging the whole thing
with Heavy on it. Yeah, I remember that. And yep. I have to say too, like to answer the question, Rowan, I don't think we're done with it, but the hype has definitely died down to the point of discounts on all tickets at every venue. It's been a while since I've heard something like that happening. The two canceled shows, not even postponed or revenued, straight up canceled in Brazil. That hurts. That's brutal. Yeah.
So, even the LA show, it's just like a thing where it's like that just feels like scummy too, where it's like, oh yeah, we refund the ticket, which is cool, you did that, but at the same time too, it's like now people now have to like get the ticket again. I feel like if you're gonna do that, give them the option, be like, hey, you can either use the ticket you already bought to for this show, or we can give you back your money, whichever is easier for you.
Yeah, and they did say they would be allowed into the queue first with a code, but still you have to go through the process again.
Yeah, no, that's like a thing. It's like, so is there even a chance, is there anything that says like, okay, the quality of the seat I got at the what was supposed to be the first show is going to be the same as the second show? Or is it like, am I going to go from general crowds of freaking nosebleed balcony seats?
Right.
And let's look at Barclays Center, New York, in New York, Brooklyn, balcony, nosebleed. Some of them already purchased way up top for the cheapest ones. You're still paying $162 for nosebleeds.
I paid less money when I went to go see like or when I bought Spearbox tickets, and that was for the general area.
124. That's the lowest so far I've seen. 124 for nosebleeds. Yeah. Or at least in that section, they probably get cheaper. That was like a side view type thing. Man, oh man. I think, and also someone else will bring it in the chat. Like they did their 6 tour dates at the end of 2024. One was in LA, one was in New York, if I'm correct. That would not have completely driven down the demand like this, I don't think. I think it's all the backlash of Linkin Park, the disinterest in the new music, the controversy or perceived controversy of the new singer. And it's weird to see because you think about last year, that was the big story. Let's be honest with it. Whether you like Linkin Park or not, this was the big thing. Now, I don't think they're going to sell out any of these tour dates. I just can't see it.
No, it's not looking that way.
And somebody
like that new out.
No, I was going to say, and I look at the St. Louis one that's on screen right now. There is a lot of availability, a lot. And you can't say St. Louis just doesn't care. They definitely care about music and they definitely sell out venues. This is not one of them. So, I mean, a couple of years ago, the year before I moved out of St. Louis in 2022, Tool sold out there real fast, you know, same venue. This is where the St. Louis Blues play. So it's not an issue where the city, it's just a rough city for it. Yeah.
It's just overall demand. Yeah. And I mean, like,
no, and you can't you even talk. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was like thinking like even from zero, it's like, first of all, the media pushed the album a lot. Like like Emptiness Machine, you couldn't escape that song last year. Like you heard it everywhere. I heard it in my freaking gym like more times than I can count. But besides Emptiness Machine, Heavy as the Crown, and then Two-Faced, I don't know a single person who talks about any other song. And this is minus like the diehard fans I'm friends with. Because those guys, they would love anything by Linkin Park. Or they live for Linkin Park. No offense to them.
Well, you look at that. I mean, even the way the tour is, how the sales are going and everything. And some people are like, well, you just can't put a band that's been around that long either and have problems. Well, look at Deftones right now. Deftones has sold out most of their current tour that are all arenas.
Leg 2 is coming.
Yeah, playing Madison Square Garden tomorrow.
Yep. And Leg 2 is coming now because Leg 2 got announced like 2 or 3 weeks ago, something like that. That's selling out really good. This venue that's on screen, St. Louis Enterprise Center, that's selling out better.
Yeah,
and that's months
Metallica
away.
Still sells like really well too, right?
Sure. Metallica, they do, but I put them at a way bigger thing because they play football stadiums.
They're hard to compare to really anybody if we're being real.
Yeah. It's like Metallica.
I mean, like the demand's still there.
Sure. Yeah. The demand for live music is still there for any time, like anything like that at big venues too, like how good things are going. Nine Inch Nails, another one. They're going on tour later this year. We just mentioned them recently. They're doing just fine on ticket sales, or at least I don't know how many they've sold out without looking. It's better than this.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's rough. This is not,
I can't
just to reiterate, because I know there'll be comments. This is not a slight on Linkin Park and their music right now, because some people are going to be so rage filled, anger induced, like screaming and speak to text on their phone into the comment section of this video. It's not about that. So, yeah,
they're just not a draw anymore. I hate to put it that way.
Exactly.
They're just
And that's okay.
There's a lot of bands that aren't that big of a draw that are fantastic bands and everything like that.
Right.
It's more or less what the majority likes, enjoys, and everything like that.
Yep.
And
if this would have been at the Live Nation amphitheaters this summer, would have had much better chance to sell out.
Yeah, probably.
Better. I'm not saying it would have been perfect, like guaranteed, it would have had a better chance. And then if they would have had Intuit Dome and Barclays Center as their two arena shows, they probably would have had more of a chance along with that once the sellout hype continues. It's all about the flow of everything, how much the demand is pushed, and it's just not there. Again, on screen right now is the Enterprise Center in St. Louis. That is so much availability for, I'm sure it's going to be a good show. and we can't get people to care. I don't know. What's the answer? That's a good question for the chat. What's the answer to fix this?
Now, like, I saw some people in the chat say this, and I do wonder if this could be something too, like pricing. Because, like, pricing plays a big deal. Absolutely. If they lower prices, I feel like you have, like, a lot more people justifying spending that money.
Sure. Floor seats.
Because it's not only... Oh,
yes. Yeah, I was going to say, on screen, standard floor tickets. No seat, you're on the floor, in the pit. $150. That's still a lot in 2025, where that's at least 2 days of groceries right there, at least. So
yeah.
Well, that, and think about how this year's already been for tours and stuff like that showing up. There's a lot of competition for the dollar.
It is.
And you, I mean, and some of these tour packages are just ridiculous. And where they can spend the same or even less in some cases to see bands that are a lot hotter as far as
yes.
bringing people in and everything, you know?
Yeah. And like radio hype and real world hype are two different things. That's not a slide on radio.
Oh, there.
Sirius XM, actually, FM, it's different. So
I don't know. I have a little bit of slight against radio in a lot of cases.
Okay, that's fine. My statement is more, there is a difference. What Sirius XM or FM radio stations are telling you, Linkin Park's back. It's such a big deal. Blasting heavy is the crown every hour on the hour. Yeah. That does not equate to actual demand.
Right.
So, and I think that's, we're now seeing that. So
yeah, that's what I was saying earlier. The media was pushing Linkin Park's like new songs a lot. And again, not a bad thing whatsoever. It's just more like,
even out of curiosity,
it just really hasn't caught.
How could you not be curious about it? Even hearing about it, we pushed it to death because we were talking about it. I believe I was at the airport when Rowan and Alex were looking to see for that countdown clock for From Zero before the big announcement. And it turned out to be a cup up clock and everyone was mad. You know, everyone was curious. Everyone wanted to know. Now we've all had enough. We've moved on.
I was just curious because, like, again, one of my Linkin Park fan friends was, we worked in the same office. My cubicle was like right next to his, and I saw him just have like a silent mental breakdown at his desk.
Yeah. Also, okay, another good example. Last year, Slipknot's 25th anniversary tour, that was selling out shows, and they were playing some of the same venues as Linkin Park and Sleep Token, and it worked. So again, demand's there, just not for Linkin Park and From Zero. It is what it is. Let us know.
I think Sleep Token was like charging more for like general admission than like Linkin Park. So it's like are roughly the same. So like, again, that's just like you're saying, like people are just more interested in Sleep Token.
Yeah.
And Sleep Token's the Taylor Swift of rock at this point.
I'm just going to say they're the Taylor Swift of metal, just to upset the metal elitists. Yeah, I know some of you were listening. So. Well, we are going to move on. Let us know in the comments. Chat, let us know. Would you, if you got the discount to see Linkin Park, because the discount packages are coming for all the arenas, would you go at a discount? That's going to be a big question. Like, if it's a significant discount and you're free that night, would you go? You know, I don't know how much the discount's going to be yet, but I know they're going to offer it. So we'll see.
I mean, personally, if I knew if it was discounted and I knew I can get like good seats, like in the crowd or something like that, I'd go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of Sleep Token, we are going to get a new song this week, apparently. And I'm excited, even in Arcadia, coming out soon. New song. It's Caramel or Caramel, however you want to pronounce it, depending on what part of the country you're from. That's coming out soon. We got the news from your local weatherman, which I think is hilarious. Now, part of the story is the weatherman from now North Carolina, South Carolina. Yeah. He peppered in tons of the Sleep Token shenanigans through all his reports. It's a blast. It's fun. So what happened, though, on March 31st was he said, everyone tune in on March 31st. Big news. He peppered in the hints. And then we heard, stay tuned for March or for April 2nd. Plans. 8 a.m. Oh, April 2nd now. Okay. And then
today.
April 2nd. Yeah. And then today goes and this week we're coming up with something new. Sleep Token fans didn't love that. Worshippers.
Is
Worshippers, is that the right way you want to call Sleep Token fans?
I feel like I feel like that's fairly accurate.
The polite
I feel like
way.
Sleep Token fans now, look, and I say this as a Sleep Token fan, there are like they have a fan base that's like equivalent to like maybe Juggalos now or something.
No, yeah.
What? No.
I don't know. I see some crazy sleep. I see crazy Sleep Token fans already.
The fans. Okay, the fans are getting a little bit much.
The fans are getting rabid. However, there is a big difference between Juggalos and Sleep Token fans. One ICP show will convince you that for the rest of your life.
I guess. Yeah, I'm just talking like in terms of just like dedication, you know, like okay. Trying to like piece all this together, trying to piece like the puzzle, just sure. Trying to find anything, even like last year when they were trying to find out like their identities, anything they could just find.
I do love the idea of Juggalos trying to piece together the identities of ICP like it's a big puzzle. Boy, would that turned out to be disgusting or something stupid, but I see it. Yeah.
That was an L take on my part. It was just I phrased it weirdly. It was just like the level of dedication was what I was trying to go for.
So not everyone's happy, especially the worshippers, about the delaying of the news for new Sleep Token. Boy, am I putting that phrasing politely for YouTube, by the way.
Yes.
Yes. It got so bad that many people called into that station in the Carolina to complain about their weatherman to have him fired. Some people said he was doing it for clout and just to troll. Boy, those are some statements and a way to really screw with a guy who has no control over when the muse is getting dropped and was probably told and asked by the band and management to do something like this.
Yeah, I mean, like the fact that he knew that there was going to be another announcement on the 31st, it was like, yeah, he was in on it. They reached out to him. If you know the guy, his whole shtick is that like he is a metalhead and he tries to sprinkle in just any song or band into like his forecast. There's like compilations of
Which
should be fun.
Quick quote from him: I've stayed quiet on these comments for a while. Do you guys actually think that my station would tarnish my own credibility and that the label, the band, would allow me to clout bait and clickbait? Really? Storm's coming. He's just drowning everybody in these comments now. It's like, come on, guys. Come on. However, Sleep Token's so hot right now that if you tease them and don't deliver, you are a problem. Like, you actually have to go into hiding.
I will say, though, I can understand like the frustration from a fan where it's like, okay, cool. Like the 31st, we're going to get something, or it's like, we're getting at least like some announcement. Then it's like, the announcement is, here's another announcement happening on the 2nd.
Yes.
And it's like, okay, you're making me wait a little bit. It must be good. And then like on the 2nd, it's like, okay, now wait till the end of the week. And it's like, okay, why did you have to give me an announcement for an announcement for an announcement?
I'm glad they already announced the album's coming. And we already know dates and tour dates and stuff, and those aren't it. At least we have that concrete evidence right now. Because if this was the album announcement getting teased and delayed and stuff like that,
they would have been frothing at the mall.
It would have been worse.
By the way, that's a Sleep Token lyric. So hey, got that little reference in for you all.
Hey, I know one of the co-creators of Sleep Token was pretty amused by the whole Weatherman thing, and then realized why he's so happy to not be involved anymore.
We will have updates hopefully on Sleep Token next week, as well as I'm expecting the new song. Is it Friday? Is the new goal? Did they expect a goal for Caramel?
The fourth. Yeah. I think that was confirmed as like the release date, but don't quote me on that.
Yeah. As we move on, because we're halfway through, we did hit our like goal. Thank you guys so much for checking out. We'll do three rounds now, Festival Rock or Flop. More festivals coming. We'll read all your super chats after we get through all the news and stuff. We now move on. Oh, actually, for those who are blown away, by the way, WRAL_MichaelS and WRAL on Instagram if you want to see some of the news clips and things like that.
And be nice.
Yeah, just be nice. Yeah, come on now.
I mean, considering I've read through some of the comments and stuff like that on there, just some horrible examples of humanity.
All the problems in the world right now, and that's the one you're drawing the sword on to go nuts over, really?
Yeah.
So
again, I can understand the frustration, but to call in and like, we want this man done. We want him fired. He is like, we want to ruin his life.
And they do it in lore. Sleep, our God, led by Vessel, demands his head. You know, it just gets really weird to the station manager.
The station manager has no idea about anything with Sleep Token. Mm-hmm. He just gets reached out by the record label. It's like, hey, we got our hot band here, and your guy's a fan. You want to collaborate? Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Why do you have these people just screaming out, Lord Vessel's going to collect his due to me?
We are now going to move on to another band, Metal Elitist Love, Baby Metal, who announced their upcoming album, Metal Fourth, with some special collaborations. On the new album, which will be released June 13th, we're getting collaborations from Spirit Box, from Poppy, and from Slaughter to Prevail, all to be featured on Baby Metal's new album. Baby Metal's going to be busy. So, the new song with Poppy will be released later this week. There's already a teaser of it online. I would love to play it for you, but YouTube would literally have a fit. Like, literally shut the live stream down.
I've always found it ironic that is all the people that try to talk badly about Baby Metal along the lines of, oh, they're just produced and put together. They're just, they're no more put together than Sleep Token was. I mean, on top of that, the musicians behind it, and it's really good.
It is.
Yeah. And whether people like it or not,
one of it's because it's popular. Two, it's because it's not the traditional style of angry shredding double bass drum, full blast metal that
with half
of the band looking like they were on a hygiene strike.
I mean,
it's just more like,
I'm part Japanese. We're weird people. Just make peace with it.
Also, I love the wrath for Baby Metal online is still high. And a new album, and they're doing stuff with Spirit Box, Poppy especially. When that song comes out, the Metal Elitists are actually going to have a day of mourning. So,
yeah.
See, someone just put in the chat, hate Baby Metal, but no one ever says why. That's my thing. Yeah. No one ever says why they hate Baby Metal.
Have you seen the tour?
Oh yeah, the tour. Who's on that tour? They announced to go along with it.
All the backing musicians.
Yeah, the backing stuff.
Like Ginger stuff. Like,
Yeah, it's not on this post for whatever reason from Billboard. Thanks, Billboard. Baby Metal's going on tour as they were planned before, and that one is Ginger. I remember that because they're coming to St. Louis.
Bloodywood, Ginger, Bloodywood. And I can't remember who else.
We announced it a couple weeks ago. I forget the other one. I don't remember. One leg is Ginger.
Yeah.
And the other leg is a different band. Regardless.
And then Bloodywood's the entire thing, yeah. which they're a lot of fun for those who have not gotten a chance to see them live. I mean, new metal.
I just heard the new album. It is a lot of fun. And
I have their new album. Yeah. It's great.
And if you would think it's the language barrier problem, it's not.
Not it's even really remotely. Not.
Yep.
Nope.
Blackveil Brides, thank you to Terracite in the chat.
Right.
Blackbreak Vides. Baby Metal and Blackveil Brides. Yes, the Metal Elitists will also be very angry about that as well.
Yeah. I mean, Baby Metal is just one of those bands. Growing up, I always liked them. Never got super into them, but just liked them. But no matter what, that was just always the band you always say on every forum, every site where it's this is one of the worst metal bands ever. And I'm but they just I just don't like it. It's not you got these 16-year-old Japanese girls singing. That's not metal.
I think the argument's going to be from a lot of this now is a lot of different styles are going to be popular, including Baby Metal. Their tour is going to do great. They're also going to do well with this album. I'm excited to see what all this is. When they did Ratatata with Electric Callboy, loved it. So.
Well, that and one thing, I believe the Slaughter to Prevail one's an actual cross band song too, because there's a few of them that are features, but Ratatata was an actual sort of 50-50 song with Electric Callboy, and the same thing for this whatever the Slaughter to Prevail one is. So I have the feeling it'll probably be pretty heavy at points, which will be beautiful.
Yeah, and I also like it because whether you're a fan of Slaughter to Prevail or not, those are two uniquely different metal fan bases that are gonna have to sandwich together. I do like that. So keep an eye out for that.
Everybody's all produced.
Yes. Keep an eye out for that. We now go on to two bands who have lost members today. It was a weird day for some of that news. One band. It was just an odd Wednesday for that. But one band, I admit, I'm not particularly a fan of. I made that clear on the channel. But this is big news. Godsmack, who are said, I think they promised and said no more new music. They're going to be a legacy band. Well, two of the longtime members, Shannon Larkin and Tony Rombola, are done because they don't want to tour anymore. Been doing it for 30 years. They want to go home.
There's a sweet irony of that. Those two are the only two that I ever got along with dealing with directly.
I've heard many people agree with that as well. Many. Especially Shannon. Like Shannon Larkin, I have always had a lot of respect for as a drummer.
He is a sweetheart of a human.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't hear the crap stories about him like you do for other people in the band,
But anyhow.
Yeah. So the statement, after almost three incredible decades, two of our most cherished members, Tony Rombola and Shannon Larkin, have decided to retire from the band permanently on good terms, but for no other reason than to fulfill their desire to live a more simple and quiet life away from touring. That's fine. Keep in mind, this is also a legacy band now. What it's really, if anyone's upset about this, then I don't know how it's going to change for you. Also, obvious joke is obvious. Sully Ernest said go away too many times, and now two of the members actually are. Thank you.
Well, one thing I think that people tend to
Did you know about the sound effects?
I didn't realize. Anyhow, so one thing though that I think a lot of people might forget, and if they're surprised, they shouldn't be. Godsmack talked about, Sully talked about a while ago, a couple of years ago, that they have no intention of coming out with any new music or anything like that. They were done. So at this point, it is completely a legacy act. There was nothing new that you were going to ever see or hear. And honestly, their live show is never anything you really see anything new of. Anyhow, always have that dueling drum solo. And
oh, they stopped doing that after a while, too.
Oh, they haven't done that in a while. I just quit watching them.
The last time I saw that was 2017 at Chicago Open Air. And I saw them at other festivals later that I was working. Yeah, they didn't do that there either. So maybe they'll bring it out with a new drummer. I don't know. But for the Godsmack fan out there, I guess you'll have to deal with Sully. Sully Smack? Ernest Smack? I don't know what I want to call it. If it's just, I know the bassist is still there, but
he might have just gotten mad that they were all taller than him.
That's not hard to do.
No, it's not.
Is he 5'4"?
He's not a huge guy, so.
Oh no, he's tiny.
Yeah. Also, Shannon and Tony are not huge guys either. So
but it's like AC/DC. You're just an average guy. You stand next to them, and you already feel like a giant.
Fair. Now, the other band that lose two members today, Bad Wolves, and one of them is more of a shock because Doc Coyle and Kyle Conkeel, am I pronouncing that right?
I think so too.
Again, I mispronounce every last name. They are done, and they made a statement about it. So they already have replacements, but I was surprised mostly about Doc Coyle in a statement. Let me pull it up from Instagram. I regret to inform you that I have decided to part ways with Bad Omens. It was not an easy decision to make. An easy decision to make. I have been playing with the band for almost 9 years, so this is a massive life change for me. It should be said that this is a completely amicable split. I love John, Kyle, DJ, DL, and AJ. Not being in the trenches going forward with my boys is the hardest part of all of this, but this has been coming for a long while, and I think my time in the band has just run its course. That's fine. A lot of people are asking for God Forbid. Literally in the comments, everyone asking for the return of God Forbid, which is his former.
Well, there's been rumors that they've been working on something ever since they reunited anyway. So
yeah. And honestly, I would not blame Doc Coyle if he wanted to jump headfirst back to God Forbid if it is a
return. Oh, not at all. At this point, yeah.
Yeah. Much to a smaller degree than Linkin Park, the demand for Bad Wolves, I think, is much less now.
I don't think it was ever super strong in the first place. They got really popular off of their cover of Zombie. Yeah. And it's that. And as with
A lot of the singer,
their former singer was full of shenanigans. I'll just put that politely.
Yeah, and then like the Zombie cover. That's really all I known them for.
Yes. So,
well, that too. I mean, he had a habit of leading unamicably with bands in the past. But on top of that, though, because they were never that big of a band, people paid more attention to the front man when they saw the videos and stuff like that. Anyhow, so when he was gone, that hurt them. As much as you don't want it to hurt them, considering some of the shenanigans involved, it's a reality of people
pandemic was wild. I think it also it's like
their pandemic was wild. Everybody
also a cover. I feel that with like some other bands too. When your biggest song is not even your own song, I feel like that hurts your sort of like longevity. Reputation.
Maybe.
Are you talking about Alien Ant Farm?
Wow, not
Alien Ant Farm did actually do way bigger numbers than a lot of people realize with that album, which is wild.
Oh yeah, like movies and stuff like that. I mean, yeah, it was good stuff actually. But yeah, what does everybody always remember?
Smooth Criminal.
Yeah,
the alt rock version of Smooth Criminal, by the way. So. So that was a look at a lot of the different news we had going forward. Now I want to take a brief moment to talk to one Rowan about his experience seeing a Spirit Box live with
House of Protection. Spirit Box is awesome.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, and Kumo 99. That was like that was the other opening band. I believe they said that was actually their last show of their tour. Like they were part of like this leg of the tour and like they finished up here.
Okay.
But no, it was an amazing show. So House of Protection opened up. I forgot that they were the former members of Fever 333. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, I was just like this is just a completely new band to me. And they absolutely killed their live show. Or it was just like, first of all, they moved so much. They were like jumping around. They were just like barely lively on stage. But then even the singer dude, he would bring his guitar and like the mic into the middle of the pit and he would sing while people were moshing around him. And that's not even the coolest thing. The coolest thing was then he like literally disappeared, like found his way to the back of the venue. I saw him at the Brooklyn Paramount and they have bars like right before you get into the stage. He gets to that part of the area. He jumps up onto like onto the top of one of the bars. A security guard runs up and tries to grab him, grab his leg. He misses. And then while the song is going, while he's singing, he's eyeing the security guard as he's just like, you can hear him screaming, get down. It's being picked up on the mic. I have a video of this. It was like hilarious.
The footage you're seeing right now is self-shot from one Rowan at the show as he's doing the circle.
Yes.
As well, I'm playing that on a loop while we're talking.
This was the buildup. It got rougher after that.
By like, the way, venue security does have a rough job. Be nice to them. So just as a rule of thumb. Also, just in general, how was Spirit Box seeing them live on this tour?
Oh, Spirit Box was amazing. Fun fact, I told the guys about this before we got on the call. I experienced my first Wall of Death when Spirit Box were out there, mm-hmm. like their hit single New Way Out as like the closer. I saw the pit open up. I saw everyone like prepare. I'm like, oh dude, this is happening. And you know what? I'm in for it. So like I'm going to be honest. I was a little bit too scared. So like I get like third row from the front,
gotcha.
But still it was just like, so just like with the breakdown, like, you know, it was like that one part of the song. It's like, get up. Bam, bam, bam. Sorry, but
nice.
Dude, I'm still living in the moment.
I'm glad that you still survived it. That's all I need to add to point out. And
I lost my hat.
I was about to say, you had to mention the fact that your hat is no longer with us.
Yeah, no. I don't know if anyone's noticed this, but like I wear this one beanie on the podcast a lot. It's black with a little like skull hand doing a peace sign. If you ever see me wearing that, there's definitely episodes of me wearing it. But I wore that at the show. And then when I was in the middle of the mosh pit, it got knocked off my head. I tried to get out and look for it, but like it was like nowhere where I thought it landed. So like either it got kicked around so much or it's like I am just like completely lost. I even tried to go back where I thought I lost it after the show ended and people were clearing out and I still couldn't find it. So it was like, okay, you know what? I got to make a train in like 20 minutes. I'm just calling this as a sacrifice to the metal gods. Like, yeah.
Good call.
Yep.
Good excuse, though. So if you're going to lose something, and you'd rather lose a hat than your teeth. So you know what?
I'd much rather lose a $10 hat I got at a thrift shop. Yeah.
There you go. Right.
There you go. You know what? Respect in the chat for the hats, but Spirit Box was worth it. We're now going to go briefly and talk about some of the upcoming tours and albums that got announced this week and are coming out this week. I'm going to be very brief about these because I know there's more, but these are just some that I picked up today. Architects announced a North American headline tour. They'll be going on throughout the U.S. later this summer and fall. Also, a band I've been covering, Future Palace, which is German metalcore, which is great. Think Spirit Box, but a little more electronic. They have a great range and stuff. They're doing their first North American headline tour. And finally, something very cool. I'm a big fan of the band Avatar. They have some secrets coming up. And the first big thing they announced, though, was their first arena tour in North America in Mexico City on Halloween. So if you like Avatar,
sounds like it'd be pretty cool.
That's a pretty cool thing for Mexico City. I believe it's Pepsi Center, Mexico. Avatar's headline arena show, Halloween night. That's going to be bonkers. So you can check that out online as well. Rowan, I know there's at least one album I'm really excited for this week coming out on April 4th. What albums do we have for this Friday?
So we have, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, I don't know this band, Legion with the Osiri Lens, released by Metal Blade. So like they are a death metal band. So hey, so if you like Whitechapel, you'll probably like that. We got Bleed From Within, which is a Scottish metal band, which is always like fun because like I can never get past the accents.
Wear kilts if you go to see them. Just do it. They'll love you for it.
Oh, really? Is that Scottish? Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They love when people in the crowd are wearing kilts.
Oh, okay.
So next we have Glare with Sunset Funeral. Glare is an awesome shoegaze band. If anyone knows them, if you go on Instagram, their songs get edited to death. Like Violet Blue and Blank. Those are two amazing songs. Go check those out.
Okay. I know the name. I'm just not familiar with the music.
Yeah, it's like it's very heavy shoegaze. Think like Nothing, if you know that band.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And then finally, I'm excited about this. Meshuggah is re-releasing Immutable, the Indelible edition, which is awesome. Love me some Meshuggah.
Very nice.
And then, of course, we have like,
are they doing vinyl on that one?
They are.
Ooh, I need some more Meshuggah vinyl.
Mm. If it's the re-release, this might be the one to do. So,
right.
Yeah.
And I also want to throw a quick mention to Scowl. We'll have their album come out this Friday. Are We All Angels?
Oh, sweet.
Ooh. Awesome. Awesome stuff. Every single I've loved so far. They just got added to Unhinged Fest in Denver, the one headlined by Lamb of God, the 2-day new metal festival, new temporary metal festival, the metal festival that's new, that's a better way to say it, out in Denver. They got announced to that. They've been about a lot of different festivals. They're doing great, so I'm excited for that one.
Yeah, sorry I missed that, man.
Oh, it's okay. I'm glad I remembered.
But then we have the singles, we have like the baby metal song coming out with Slaughter, and then like we potentially have the new Sleep Token song Caramel.
Yes.
So you know. Yeah.
A lot going on. Also, if I'm correct, for whatever reason, it popped away from my feed. Rowan has the song of the week this week. What is the song, Rowan?
Oh, it is Winona by Deaf Heaven off their newest album. First of all, I love that album so much. I've been like,
same.
Like, I've been like this whole like week, every time I've like been in my car, I've just been playing that as like my ambiance, really. But specifically the song Winona, which is like the second to last song on the album. The last 2 minutes, I have repeated like a concerning amount of times. It just fits so good.
This is, as of now, Deaf Heaven's Lonely People with Power is my album of the year. I know it's still early, but this is number one for me right now. Winona's great.
Please listen to Winona at the very least.
I've been listening to Spirit World more than anything lately.
I have that vinyl also right behind me right now with El Dorado that just came out.
Yeah. I really enjoy that album. Not as much as their Death Western, but yes. still
fun.
They were on Shiprock though. Oh my goodness, they were fantastic.
I would go on Shiprock again if it wasn't so long. That's the thing that's holding me back. It's like an 8-day cruise now.
I
can't go that long. I literally have two animals walking around by my feet, and plus 8 days is long.
I have cheat code. Both my youngest kid just graduated. Both my kids still live with me while they're going to school. They can take care of the cats.
I think that's fair. Fair trade. Free room and board if you watch the cats while you go see on Shiprock. Smart.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, that's how it's done. Okay. My wife's listening. It's like, oh, we should have kids. Okay then.
Yeah, but then you also have to like, you know, make it through the 18-ish years.
True. I guess.
Yeah, you still got to feed them, clothe them, educate them.
It's a long-term payoff, admittedly. So,
I mean, although there's nothing to make you feel old, like having more like all of your kids be out of high school.
Oh, okay.
The fact that I'm not completely gray is baffling to me.
Huh. Okay, then.
Tip. It's gotta be like a nice catharsis, though, to like raising your kids on metal and then getting into it.
Oh, absolutely. My kids, my oldest has been listening to this new Spirit Box album pretty much nonstop lately.
Awesome album.
Good choice.
My youngest wants to go to that baby metal tour and asking me if we can hit one of the dates, even though they're not close. I think I'm going to go ahead and get us tickets to go see that because, mm-hmm. well, I mean, that's just a killer tour. The only one I don't.
It's fun. Yeah.
Yeah. The only band on there that I'm not really a big fan of is Black Veil Brides.
Same for me. But at the same time, I would go for Baby Metal and just hang out during Black Veil Brides. Go get merch.
I mean, seriously, they're the only one that I don't really care for. The rest of them I enjoy a lot.
Yeah. So cool stuff happening.
I mean, like, yeah, we have our little festival coming up. There usually is just like one go to the bathroom band.
Yeah. Speaking of, we got at least three festivals to book at four bands each and our own festival. Jay, Rowan, you both ready?
Hell yeah, dude.
Yep.
Let's book some festivals. Every week when we hit a like goal, we try to book a four band festival. It's like, think of it as your random middle of the country four band radio station festival. Sometimes they're completely out of nowhere. Sometimes they sync in perfectly. Festival rock or flop. We hit the like goal pretty easily. Thank you guys so much for sticking with us and hanging out this long. Also, we have three festivals to do with, and we're going to do some super chats right now while we have the festival rock or flop up. From Ellie Yeet, one, maybe Linkin Park should star in a future Trapped in the Closet. I'm assuming he's talking about the South Park episode. Part two episode from South. Yeah, yes. Two, the Mario Kart world premiere on Switch 2 looks amazing. Three, let's have an RIP to Val Kilmer. It was a weird day. Nintendo today. Direct and Switch 2 announcement. Val Kilmer passing away. Also, for all you Jean-Claude Van Damme fans, we got some bad news for you. I won't go into all the details. He's going away for a while. I'll let you Google that, because if I say what he's associated with, this is going to get demonetized. That's all.
I mean, you could mention something like a little more lighthearted, like the From Software exclusive Nintendo Switch 2 game. Now I think I have to buy a Switch 2.
The Mario Kart, the finally getting a new Mario Kart game. That's what I'm also liking. So,
Do I like that Mario Kart? I love Mario Kart. I like Mario Kart less once my kids got to the point where they just kept beating me all the time.
Well, now's the redemption arc. Now that they're old enough, you got to set boundaries.
What version are you playing? Are you playing like the current version, like 8, or are you playing like the old version that you grew up with?
They never did play like the Super Nintendo one or anything like that. The first one I got them to play on was Nintendo 64 because I had old TV hooked up to it and everything. Nice. But I always used to beat them on that. But once we started getting the like Double Dash and then everything past that, they started wrecking me.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, okay, yeah, you're beating me because you're not on my turf.
Mm-hmm. So, from Paul Urena, I am seeing Deftones live tomorrow. I am prepared by listening to all of their albums. I will be wearing the shirt I got from the Creed concert I got from my last, excuse me, first concert I ever saw. Creed shirt at a Deftones arena show? Okay, works for me.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Deftones are great too.
Own it, man.
Yeah. Also from Paul Urena, by the way, Cheston Linkin Park cannot be beat. That's fair. I don't think anyone's making that argument either for Linkin Park. Well,
I don't even think they were trying to because I don't think it's possible.
Yeah, I think they know that.
They weren't trying to replace Chester. They wanted to get someone who could sing like Chester, or, you know, I mean, like have that vocal range, but like they weren't trying to get like a sound alike.
Yeah. From Heavy Metal Joker, who is in St. Louis, by the way, I got floor tickets to the St. Louis show for Linkin Park, paid in total $190 because of taxes. So $150 plus $40 in taxes and fees. Ugh. It's really bad. I'm excited for the show, but I'm curious to see how many people actually show for it. Okay, so real people are buying them. That's not the issue. It's just not enough people.
Right.
And finally from Paul, I did a $10 super chat. Why is it accounting? It counts. Thank you. So, and now we move on to Festival Rock or Flop. What are we going to call our festival? Because we hit our like goal. What is what is today's festival? The first four band one. I have no idea what to call this one.
We'll call it the Perplexion Fest.
Perplexion Fest, sure. Because it might be weird with what we get.
Right.
So for everyone that's looking on screen right now, this is proof that I do not cheat. Four bands. Band number one for Perplexion Fest. Lamb of God, who announced their headline tour.
All right, strong start.
A short headline tour for this year as well. But Lamb of God. Number two, Gojira. I'm loving this already.
Don't jinx anything.
Number three, if I'm correct, that is Hinder. Boy, did this take a left turn.
It did.
Did anyone in the chat, is Hinder still around? Do we know?
I think they are.
Yeah, they are.
Fair enough. And number four, Creeper, who I love, out of UK. Creeper is going to be supporting, I believe, Sleep Token in Europe and another band in Europe as well. So they'll be having a busy 2025. So think heavier music rock, but very theatrical, like Meatloaf.
Interesting. Okay.
It's really good stuff, though. It's more punk.
I'm okay with that.
It's also
like
punk
that.
Adjacent, too. So,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Creeper's great. Great, great, great. So,
look, somebody said Hinder ruined it, but in all honesty,
come on.
Look, if nothing else, you can grab a beer then. I mean, with Lamb of God and Gojira like heading it up, I'm really.
Creeper's a blast.
Yeah, like, you talk about Black Veil Brides. This is like the one band.
Yeah.
Right.
Come on. You could go get some food and merch during Hinder and then laugh at Lips of an Angel and then enjoy like, Gojira and Lamb of God.
Like, I would pay for this.
Yeah.
How do you pay? How do you beat Lamb of God and Gojira? That is like a goated duo right
That's
there.
A 1-2 knockout. Right. So, in the chat, yes or no, all caps, would you go to Perplexion Fest? I think we're unanimous across the board. I don't want to speak for her. Yeah. I'm pretty sure Alex would go to this as well, even with Hinder.
Oh, yeah.
So. Oh, someone just called it bathroom break core. Well, maybe. So, boy, is that an all-encompassing genre. So, I'm up for it. I don't know why. Everyone's just busy talking. Yes, yeah. Okay, here they come. Yes, 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 minus Hinder. Yes, 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 yes. You know what? That's looking unanimous to me.
It looks that way.
Yeah, exactly. This is what
Heavy
you do.
Metal Joker just said, Hinder have a new record coming next month. Facepalm. Like, okay, they are still around.
Yay.
Okay, they are. All right, up next, Yeet Fest. Thank you again to Ellie Yeet for the super chat. Yeet Fest band number one, Nickelback. You know what? This is going to be a big show no matter what, whether you like it or not. That's going to sell.
Yep.
Big dollars. So, number one for Yeet Fest is Nickelback. Number two, Billy Idol.
Interesting combo.
Okay. I'm not being mean about this. It's going to sell a bajillion tickets full of soccer moms, and they are going to have the time of their life. Number three, 311. Got a little weird in a left field now. 311 to Billy Idol and Nickelback, huh? Okay.
I saw 311 last year. They were actually, they're still fantastic live.
Are they good? Good. It's been years since I've seen them, like before pandemic.
And yeah, they were at Sonic Temple last year.
Were they? Okay. And number four, the Smashing Pumpkins. We are all over the map. Nickelback, the Smashing Pumpkins, Billy Idol, 311.
I mean, like, everyone's mom really is going to be there.
Yes.
How can you say Smashing Pumpkins at any time, though? When have they actually been like the Smashing Pumpkins? It's a different lineup every time I've seen them.
Just say Billy Corgan. It's Billy Corgan.
Billy Corgan and some guys and a girl.
To be fair, James Iha's with him back again, so at least that's some some type of combination there.
Right.
You know what? This is from, by the way, Ellie Heat, who got this festival for the Super Chat. This is a good festival. I'm seeing a lot more yeses, by the way, than noes.
Personally, it's not...
Like we showed, it's not bad bands.
No, it's actually...
I would go, but I'm not like for the exact purposes. I'd be more out of curiosity. Like, I do want to see this.
I'd go, but I wouldn't pay full price.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll wait for the Lincoln Park discount.
Yes, and we're seeing a lot of yeses. Discount Fest. Oh, that should have been the name.
Man.
That's okay. That's two for two, though. We go to Paul Fest next. Paul, here we go. Band number one, Chevelle, who announced a tour, and they got an album coming out, new songs out. Chevelle's doing good stuff. Number two, Pop. Canadian pop punk, yes. Which is a blast. It's fun. It's well written.
DBP, great song.
Yes. Also, Jay and Rowan, do you know what PUP stands for? The acronym?
No.
I used to. I forgot, though.
Pathetic Use of Potential. That is perfect, by the way, for Pup, P-U-P, and its dogs. But yeah, pathetic use of potential. That actually is the acronym. Number three, Bandmaid going to Japan.
And you know what?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, we got one.
I just finished an anime called Zenshu, and Bandmaid did the opening for that one. And I loved it so much that I downloaded it and I was like sharing it with my friends. It's actually like, they actually make some great stuff.
Very cool. And number four, A Perfect Circle.
Ooh.
A Perfect Circle Chevelle alone gets my yes. Bandmaid's fun too. And Pup. So I'm going. What about you? Yeah. Jay's a yes. Rowan, how about you?
Yeah, no, definitely. And like, again, for Bandmaid, if anyone who doesn't know, like, their song. Oh my God. Wow,
Jay,
sorry.
Any thoughts on this one while Rowan looks that up? Zen,
yeah, it's a great song. Seriously, give it a listen. Sorry, I forgot the name of it.
It's okay.
Perfect Circle is always a go for me. I mean, I know people go back and forth on how they feel about Maynard. I've enjoyed watching live every one of the projects he's been in over the years. Perfect Circle, the Married Gnomes was just, oh my God. I wore out a couple CDs where just it got scratched to the point where I had to buy a new one. And I think it was probably like I probably bought that album like 3 or 4 times.
Yep.
Yeah.
From the chat, that's almost unanimous, it looks like. So
The Dream Is Over is also just like a personal favorite too. There was a point where I was trying to learn like every song on that album, like on bass.
And we now go on to Joker Fest. Thank you, Heavy Metal Joker. Band number one for Joker Fest. Ailstorm. Not Hailstorm, Ailstorm. Pirate metal. Let me rephrase. Drunk pirate metal. That's a better way to say
it. Even better.
My kids, and when they were younger, and I know this is terrible, and I don't know if this is a good sign of my parenting or not, one of their favorite songs was the song about an anchor. I'm not going to go ahead and
Freaked list with out an anchor. Name. Yes, Freaked with an Anchor. Yes,
they can sing along to every lyric.
That was the first album that I listened to from them, like in 2016, something like that. Yeah. So number two,
they're a lot of fun live.
Already got that band. Number two, The Pretty Reckless. Not bad.
Okay.
Number three, already had Gojira. New Year's Day.
Okay.
So New Year's Day, The Pretty Reckless, and Ailstorm. Last band for Heavy Metal Joker Fest, Hoobastank.
Boy. Yeah, no, like, I gotta be honest.
One of these things just doesn't belong. Yeah,
I was okay up until that point.
First of all, I'm not like any, like, I don't really have many feelings about any of these bands, really, but, like, is Ailstorm enough of a spectacle that it's, like, that you can tough it out?
They make the show interactive and fun, like, to say, hey, everyone, put your fists up in the air and sing like a pirate, that type of stuff.
Their live shows are fantastic. The draw that they have, especially overseas, is, like, they fill up some pretty big venues. Their stuff's fantastic. It's fun and it's interactive, so people dig it.
Yes.
Hoobastank's the only one that doesn't really.
It does not.
Don't get me wrong.
I
don't have anything against Hoobastank. It's just that's a weird one to throw in there.
It is.
I'd say yes, though, for that. I mean, simply on New Year's Day is always fun.
The Pretty Reckless sound always great live. So.
Yep. And Ailstorm would just be fun, period.
It's not unanimous, but you know what? It looks like a lot more yeses in the chat. So we booked 4 for 4.
All right.
Somehow, this was a more wild round of Festival Rock or Flop, where like we always had at least one band peppered in, like questioning it, but it worked out overall. So that's a big success and proof that the system can work. I'll go get drinks. Someone just said, I'll go get drinks during Hoobastank. See, you're getting it. It's not a band to where like you want to get out of the building because they're so bad.
Yeah.
So that being said, I want to thank you all for hanging out with us on this new Wednesday evening. Again, we'll be back next Wednesday. Alex will be back to tell us what new mutant power she got. That's a big reveal. Don't want to spoil anything, but we should all be afraid of her. that type of mutant power. So
look, I've always been a little bit afraid of her.
Well, now you have more reason to be afraid. That being
I'm just
said,
worried about like the I just worry that like I'm gonna start telling bad dad jokes and like her sense of humor spreads like a disease.
Oh, contagious. So
yeah,
that being said, Rowan, do you have anything you would like to end with?
I'm good.
Okay. Jay, how about you for closing off? And thank you for filling in, by the way. Jay, anything you'd like to tell people how to reach you or find you?
I mean, I suppose they can look up Asylum Radio Network on Facebook or Instagram and all that other fun stuff if they want to. But aside from that, I'm low key. I don't like anybody. So go away.
Works for me. Actually, and honestly, that's a healthier approach right now. So, yeah. Final thing, I will have a new video next week, most likely. Thank you guys so much for all the reaction and reception of the past few videos. More info and good stuff coming. By the way, I will, in honor, have looked up at least one dad joke in honor of one Alex. The goal, I don't have the delivery that Alex has. I'm going to do my best to see if I can get Jay or Rowan to laugh on camera. Here we go. What sound does a fruit make going down a slide? Any guesses?
I've got nothing.
Nothing? Rowan, how about you?
Not really. Sorry.
Okay. The question was, what sound does a fruit make going down a slide? The answer, kiwi!
You're fired.
Oh, I heard a laugh.
Yeah, no. Well, he did like the he did the motion.
For everyone on the podcast listening, yes, I did. I did the roller coaster wee. Yes, that's what I did.
Yeah, that's what got me.
Uh-huh. So I have a 100% success rate at this. I'm going to retire and leave it at that.
Doesn't count.
I see tomatoes being thrown at me. That's fine. More tomatoes. I got it before you did. What? Oh, okay. So more tomatoes. You know what? I'm going to start wrapping it up now because I do not want to have to be in a tomato bath like this. Thank you all for tuning in. Someone's throwing strawberries at me. Fine. I guess that counts.
Someone's and now kiwis are being thrown.
Now kiwis, at least that one's appropriate. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. We will see you next week. Thank you again to Jay. Oh, someone said it was funny. Now I can actually start wrapping it up. Thank you very much. I know I nailed it, by the way. Thank you.
They're throwing kiwis at you.
That's fine. Thank you all so much. We will see you next week. Thanks again, Jay. Thank you, Rowan. Let's get excited for Alex's return because I'm never doing a dad joke again.
Woo!